listener production.
Hey, it's Rosie O'Brien. A man's been hit and killed in Fortitude Valley this afternoon. It's understood the pedestrian was struck by a car along Brunswick Street. Paramedics say the man suffered critical injuries and wasn't taken to hospital. Diversions are in place and it's best to avoid the area. Queensland Police are rolling out a new statewide operation to crack down on crime.
Operation Whiskey Legion is all about putting intensive numbers of police on the ground where we see crime hotspots to intervene early and to prevent crimes.
That's Premier Stephen Miles on Nine. Logan and Ipswich will be the first two regions to have a visit from the Whiskey Legion officers. 2 years on from major flooding across southeast Queensland and northern New South Wales, and more hearings are being held. Our reporter Dan McRae says it's part of the flood insurance inquiry.
So far, the inquiry has heard from regulators, insurance companies and consumer advocacy and legal rights groups, and now they want to hear firsthand from locals in some of the worst hit regions. The committee will hold public hearings at the Hub in Caboolture on April 9, Beenleigh Event Centre the following day, and then in Lismore.
And the Goldies visitor economy is improving post-pandemic, increasing by 31%. Destination Gold Coast says in the 12 months to December, the city generated $7.8 billion in total visitor expenditure. CEO John Warne adding the GC even outperformed Brisbane when it came to growth on domestic overnight visitors.
Across all of Queensland, for every visitor that came here, almost a quarter of them came to the Gold Coast, and that is the number one position.
In NRL, Kevvy Walters has been given an upgrade and coaching extension that will see him remain at the club until 2026 as the top dog. It's great for the club legend that inherited a team coming off a wooden spoon. Brisbane take on the Cowboys Friday night. And Titans CEO Steve Mitchell assures fans David Fifita won't leave the club despite a clause allowing him to exit this year. The star forward has a contract until 2026 but can walk away by round 10. Mitchell says Fifita's excited about returning from a pictorial injury, likely by round 5.